Hey, it's Bob Stauffer. I just wanted to let you know that you can listen to Oilers Now ad-free on Amazon Music, included with Prime.
Oilers Now with Bob Stauffer. Weekdays at noon on Oilers Radio, 630 CHED.
McDavid to Nurse, shoots, scores!
The Edmonton Oilers are in the top eight. That's the goal. You prepared to trade your first-round draft pick for an asset that's got a contract carrying forward.
The right guy to me to come in and coach that team in the future, Dave Tippett. That's all I'm going
to
say.
We have to earn the right to be a playoff team first. You got to have a regular season where you earn that right to be a playoff team.
Where their lineup is right now, there just really isn't room for them. And, you know, I think they're trying to move them.
How about Zach Hyman's first as an Oiler?
This is Ryan Nugent-Hopkins from your Edmonton Oilers.
Here comes McDavid, Beckett, scores! Connor McDavid! He just went right down the middle!
We've added some pieces, and the hope and expectation there is that we can take another step.
I came here, I want to be a part of this team, and I think there's something special here.
Hi, this is Zach Cassian.
I'm Darnell Nurse. This is Connor McDavid from your Edmonton Oilers.
And this is Oilers Now with Bob Stauffer. Brought to you by Digitex, office equipment solutions North America wide.
Yeah, Digitex does that.
Digitex.ca. Now, Bob Stauffer on the official station of your Edmonton Oilers, 630 CHED.
School. John Cicada, that song was huge 30 years ago, 1992, and he taught at Miami-Dade College before being a bit of a crossover star in the early 1990s, introduced Emilio Estefan and later Gloria Estefan and the Miami Sound Machine from back in the day. So there you go. Sorry, that's a guilty pleasure. I like that song. And again, 30 years ago, it was a huge hit. We speak of Miami. The Florida Panthers are in town. And, well, it's going to be a challenge tonight for the Edmonton Oilers. We got a jam-packed show coming up for you today. We're live at Rogers Place, where tonight the Oilers take on Florida, one of the best teams in the National Hockey League with a record of 26-8-5. However, the Panthers 5-5-5 on the road. The Oilers are 8-8-2 on the road. So the Panthers have got 15 out of a possible 30 points on the road this year. And the Oilers have 18 out of a possible 18 points on the road this season. Problem is, for the other teams in the Eastern Conference, Florida's lit it up at home where they're 21-3. Coming up on today's show, brought to you by Digitex. Buy or lease your next office network printer from the Digitex.ca e-commerce store, Alberta's number one owned and operated place to buy office IT and supplies. On today's show, we'll preview tonight's game. We're not 100% sure what the Oilers lineup is going to look like. Because the team had an optional. We'll sort of work off the basis of what they practiced with. But you never know what teams are dealing with because of the ongoing situation with COVID protocol in the National Hockey League. So we'll set the stage for you here in the first half hour, and then we got some killer guests coming up. Sportsnet's Louis DeBrusk for GCL Diesel today at 12:35 at 105. Future NHL president, perhaps for the folks at Canadian Power Pack from the NHL Network in ESPN, Kevin Weeks. And at 1:35 today, the general manager of the Florida Panthers, and there have been some themes to why his team has rapidly ascended to amongst the NHL's elite, and we'll talk about that with Bill Zito coming up at 1:35. Of course, you can reach us at any time on the River Cree Resort Casino Hotline, 780-496-0063. The slot machines at the River Cree now open 24-7. More chances to play, more chances of winning nonstop excitement on the biggest gaming floor in Western Canada, plus daily dining specials at more than their 10 great restaurants and bars. For more information, head to rivercreeresort.com, and you can text us at 780-496-0063 on the Ashley Fine Floors text line. Get the new floors you've always wanted at 143rd Street and 111th Avenue, or head to ashleyfinefloors.com. We're on Twitter at Oilers Now. You can tweet me personally, Bob_Stoffer. Brendan Escott sitting out a few days here, but he's available at Brendan with two E's, Escott with two T's, and pinch hitting today, producing the show back at the 630 Chad Studios. A goalie wants himself, at least that's what they used to say. Cody Jansen, a.k.a. Janner, 31. Hey, Cody, what's going on, my man? How you doing?
Oh, I'm doing great. I did own goalie gear at one point in time in my life, so not anymore, but that is correct.
All right. Right now, were you one of those goalies that gave the stink eye to your defenseman when they sort of left you to hung out to dry, or conversely, were you a guy that internalized and accepted responsibility for every goal against?
Well, I think that depends on who you ask. I'm pretty sure it was more my defenseman giving me the stink eye when I allowed bad goals, but, you know, I mean, when you're playing juniors and stuff, you're not really speaking to the media, so not that many opportunities to take blame like Jack Campbell does.
Again, what level of junior did you play?
Oh, I played junior A, I played junior B up in Cold Lake, I played in Fort Mac, and then went overseas for a couple of cups of coffee.
There you go. That's Cody Jansen. He's joining us on Oilers Now. To today's top story, brought to you by Legacy Heating and Cooling. Whether it's heating or cooling you need, get it with no payments and no interest for a year. That's how you build a legacy, Legacy Heating and Cooling. Oilers returning to action, and that's been a part of the storyline here because they've practiced a ton, but they haven't played a lot. They've only had the one game over the course of the last 2 weeks. As we go into the Oilers Now Audio Vault for direct workwear, specialized to work with your business, outfit your crew from head to toe in Edmonton and in Fort McMurray. Reed Wilkins asked Connor McDavid a question about the practice-to-game ratio, and here was the captain's response.
Well, the best part is you can work on things, you know, things that you want to kind of touch up, I guess, and work on. And but obviously, it's not nearly as much fun as playing games. So, you know, it's... It's been a long 2 weeks here, and looking forward to playing the game.
Meanwhile, for Oilers head coach Dave Tippett, he was asked a question today about Holloway. It might have been Jason Gregor fired. I'm trying to think of who asked it, but Dylan Holloway, and we got an update today on the Oilers' talented forward prospect, 14th overall in the 2020 draft. By the way, Florida has the 12th guy overall, and he's made an impact, Anton Lundell. Already 23 points in 35 games this season. Of course, Oilers fans excited about Holloway, and Dave Tippett provided us with an update.
Great kid. He's worked hard here. He's just every day comes to practice, and it's hard sometimes when you're skating alone and for a long time couldn't handle a puck. So he skated and skated and skated, but it's great for him to get in some action. He really hasn't played in over a year now. So to get down there, get into a regular practice here for a little bit, get into some games down there is going to be great for him.
All right, that is Oilers head coach Dave Tippett. We're here in the Oilers Now Audio Vault. Now, many people, you know, it's kind of funny what goes on. A team starts the year 16-5. Everybody receives the accolades. You know, the Oilers' three goaltenders, 9-14 or better at that point, including Mike Smith, who was only available for three starts to open up the season. The Oilers had amongst the best power. Well, they still do have best power play in the NHL, but their penalty killing at the time that they were 16-5 going into the game in Seattle on December the 3rd, their penalty killing at that time was fourth in the NHL at 87.7%. It's dropped to 17th. To 79.3%, which tells you there, you know, there's an illustration. But the Oilers had great special teams early in the season when they were 16-5. You know, they were scoring goals, on a fairly regular clip. I think there was concerns for many of the hardcore analytics types that the 5-on-5 play was concerning, to say the least. And that said, they were 16-5, had the best winning percentage in the NHL, and since then they've gone 2-10-2. And we all know what's going on right now. They're in the proverbial crap. I'd use a different word, but it's impolite to do so. We know that it's challenging and it's got to be frustrating at times. Well, we know it's frustrating at times for guys to deal with in that situation. And the Oilers are going to have to dig out. I find it a little bit ironic. There's a little bit of the, well, where's if McDavid and Draisaitl are so good, like, I would suggest, and you can text me if I'm wrong here, you win as a team and you lose as a team, but if we're going to sit there and say, all right, give me some of the reasons why Edmonton are having some challenges right now, Connor McDavid and Leon Draisaitl would be fairly far down the path unless you had an agenda as to why you wanted to put some significant heat on those guys right now. We know the situation in goal. Mikko Koskinen will start tonight. He started the year 12-2. Since then, he's gone 0-5-1 in his last six starts with an .866 save percentage. He gutted out a media availability yesterday. It could not have been easy for him, and I think there's a lot of people cheering for him to bounce back. We're going to get at this time into the Oilers Now lineup report. Just before we do, I want to circle back. Just talking a bit about goaltending. Is there a trade market out there right now for the Edmonton Oilers? John Shannon on yesterday's show as we circle back into the Oilers Now audio vault.
Really tough market, but that doesn't mean Kenny hasn't been trying, and so it didn't surprise me when I heard Brian say that, and Brian's pretty well plugged in. So from that perspective, I think that this team has to improve its goaltending, and they can't put, you know, really the in more than anything, I think Bob, the big victim in this might be, you know, development of Stuart Skinner, because I think we learned on Saturday night, he still needs some seasoning.
Yeah.
And that's the thing that in the long term, Skinner has a really bright future for the Edmonton Oilers. He just needs some time, and it's difficult to put him in that situation. And when you think that Mikko Koskinen's contract is up this year, that this is something that has to be a work in progress constantly. And it's not for lack of trying, as we've talked about before. But Kenny needs to find a way to improve it for sure.
Well, and the general manager said, hey, I built this team, and the management is part of the equation in terms of helping get this team out of the rut, along with coaching, along with the top players, along with goaltenders stopping the puck, doing a better job in penalty killing, improved defensive play as well. It's all got to come together, and they're going to get challenged here over these next two games. Calgary's got a team, even though they were 2-7-1 before they beat Florida 5-1 on Tuesday night, and the Panthers were on an 8-0-1 run prior to that loss against the Calgary Flames. Oilers, again, started the year 16-5, 2-10-2 since. Edmonton 10-7 at Rogers Place this year. Oilers ninth in the league in goals for 3.29. They've dropped to 25th in the league in goals against. 3.34 goals against per game. That is what we would refer to as a precipitous drop. And the end result is they are in a world of hurt right now. And at the time that Edmonton was sitting at 16-5, the Oilers were 17th in goals against, and they've dropped down to 25th. So 24th in the league in save percentage as well. Florida, currently 12th in the league in save percentage at .909. They're the second-best offensive team in the NHL, averaging just over four goals per game. Middle of the pack defensively, 2.90 goals against per game. Let's go to our game day lineup report brought to you by Craig Hummel at RE/MAX Excellence. Find your dream home, sell your old home, sold today, Edmonton.ca. So based on what we've seen at practice, and we hear that Brendan Perlini will be available today, Connor McDavid, along with Brendan Perlini and Kyler Yamamoto. Now, Leon Draisaitl was with Zach Hyman and Jesse Puljujärvi. Now, we'll mention that Jason Gregor reported via Twitter that there's whispers of a potential positive case for Zach Hyman, who is one of the six Oilers players that has not tested positive yet. We'll await to see further confirmation on that regard. Ryan McLeod with Warren Fogel and Zach Cassian. Derek Ryan with Devin Shore and Colton Sevier. Darnell Nurse with Cody Ceci. Duncan Keith with Tyson Berry. and Chris Russell and Evan Bouchard, those have been the pairings the last three full days at practice on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. Mikko Koskinen starts in goal, and we gave you the numbers. Connor McDavid and Leon Draisaitl, by the way. Draisaitl, 54 points. McDavid, 53. Alexander Ovechkin leads the NHL scoring with 55. Now, Ovi has played 40 games. Draisaitl at 34, and McDavid at 34 after 35, rather, for Draisaitl, 34 for McDavid. In terms of goal scoring, oh, Jonathan Huberdeau, by the way, for Florida, has played 39 games. He's got 53 points, so he's actually tied with McDavid, played five more games. In terms of goal scoring, Ovechkin leads the NHL 27 goals, one goal ahead of Draisaitl, and two goals ahead of Kreider and Matthews. Ovi at 40, Leon at 35, Kreider at 40, Matthews at 34. Taking a look at Edmonton's opponent tonight, the Florida Panthers. Here we go. Sasha Barkov just signing a 8-year extension, $10 million per season, a 6-time 20-goal center. Goal scorer will center Carter Verhaeghe and Sam Reinhart. Sam Bennett, check out these numbers. If you're a Flames fan, 22 goals, 39 points in 40 games in Florida, plus 31, with the aforementioned Jonathan Huberdeau, who's over a point per game for the last four-plus seasons, and Anthony Duclair. And you want to hear some numbers? In the last two seasons in Sunrise, Anthony Duclair, 26 goals, 62 points in 74 games, plus 54, plus 27 each of the last 2 years. Anton Ludell, you mentioned him earlier, with Frank Vetrano, who spent the last 5 years in Florida, and Mason Marchment, son of Brian Marchment, pending UFA, a guy that has worked his way up from the ECHL, a former teammate of Connor McDavid's in Erie. 6'3.5", 205 pounds, on the precipice of becoming a full-time top nine NHL forward. And speaking of Marchment, Connor McDavid had this to say in watching his career progression.
Yeah, he was a guy that came in my last year and, you know, just worked hard and played hard. And you know, have a lot of respect for you know, the path that it's taken him. And, you know, it's taken him, you know, a little bit longer to get to the NHL. And, you know, he's grinded for everything he's gotten. And it's a cool story. So, you know, it's good to see him playing in the league.
Hmm. Pending UFA, making $800,000, 26 years of age. They got Verhaeghe out of Tampa after he was a top scorer in the American Hockey League. And Carter Verhaeghe has become a big-time player, 18 goals, 36 points. They got him at 24. And they got Marchment at 24. Marchment is represented by Paul Capizano, the same man who has a player we mentioned in the last game, Nick Paul, when we had Pierre Dorion on from the Ottawa Senators. Those guys are both getting paid in free agency, and there will be multiple teams in on Mason Marchment. On defense, very underrated left shot D, Mackenzie Weegar, with Aaron Ekblad, the man who went number one in the 2014 draft year. That was Drysdale's draft. Ekblad plays 2508. Weegar plays 2330. He is plus 51 the last two seasons. Now, they had Forsling with Gudas, and I thought I saw that Forsling had entered the protocol, picked up Yo Levy from the Vancouver Canucks, the fifth overall pick, one after the Oilers, Jesse Puljujärvi, for a couple players at the start of the season, with Brandon Montour. Third-round pick is what Florida gave Buffalo. Buffalo gave up a number one to get Montour from the Anaheim Ducks. Sergei Bobrovsky, expected starter today in goal. $10 million-a-year contract, 7 years. This is year three. His first 2 years, he was 900-906. But he's a major reason why they're 26-8-5 right now. He's at a 921 a career, 917 save percentage, and one of the best trades Scott Housen ever made was bringing him into Columbus. That is your Oilers Now lineup report, brought to you by Craig Hummel at RE/MAX Excellence. Find your dream home, sell your old home, sold today, Edmonton.ca. Yes, I like Mason Marchment, if you haven't figured that out yet, and I like Nick Paul. We'll take a quick timeout. When we come back at 12:24 at Edmonton, Cody Jansen will have NHL Today for Elite Promotional Marketing. I'm at Rogers Place, and you're listening to Oilers Now. All right. right. Quickly into the Ashley Fine Floors text line. Brent in Drayton Valley says, hi, Bob. I had a guy tell me the other day that the Oilers are suffering from the curse of the staff. They said that the Oilers have been awful ever since you started doing color for the team. One of the crazier conspiracies I've heard from Brent in DV. Well, you know, there's lots of crazy conspiracy theories out there. Of course, the whole term conspiracy theory, many people think actually originated as a result of the Warren Commission and the Kennedy assassination, which we know was not one single man acting alone. You can text us at 780-496-0063. Krager Out West says, welcome to the 16-5 show with Bob Stauffer. Good Lord, enough with the 16-5. You literally said 16-5 30 times a show. Perfect example of living in the past. They're a 500 team that had a hot streak. Stop fooling yourself into thinking this is the real performance of the team. They're a wild card team at best. This is on the GM, who built a flawed team, wasted his cap space on a bunch of 39-year-olds. Enough with the 16-5. They aren't that team, and stop making excuses of them. Time for the media to put blame where it belongs. Not on a goalie or PK, but on the management. That one comes to us from Krager at West. What part of the general manager said, I built this team, did you not understand Krager out West? And by the way, as a result now of you mentioning 16-5 five times during that text, I have now said it 39 times in the first 27 minutes of this show. Without further ado, we head off to NHL Today. It is presented by Elite Promotional Marketing Company, branded apparel, products, and awards, all created in-house. Shop local at ElitePromoMarketing.com. The floor is yours, Cody Jansen.
Well, I got a couple notes for you. NHL teams in Ontario, they're going to be playing in front of no fans for another month. The Ontario government announced today that as of February 21st, teams can have 50% capacity and full capacity starting on March 14th. Washington's Dmitry Orlov, he's got suspended two games for kneeing Winnipeg's Nikolaj Ehlers, and there's nine games in the NHL tonight. The Canadian teams on ice include Ottawa and Pittsburgh, Winnipeg's in Nashville, Montreal's down in Vegas, and of course the Oilers get the Panthers tonight at Rogers Place.
All right, some additional notes here as Florida's gotten off the ice. We'll tell you that Lucas Carlson is in for Gustav Forsling, and Maxim Mannheim in for Frank Vetrano, and and Owen Tippett's going to play as well for Patrick Hornquist. I don't think I mentioned Hornquist. I don't think I got to their fourth line, maybe because I couldn't pronounce one of their players' names. Have to work on that during the course of the show. Off to a global news weather traffic update with Eileen Bell. When we come back for GCL Diesel, Sportsnet's Louis DeBrusk. You're listening to Oilers Now.
Oilers Now with Bob Stauffer. Weekdays at noon on Oilers Radio, 630 CHED.
Hi, it's Shauna, and I might be a bad parent because my kids think french fries are vegetables.
Hey, it's Ryan, and I might be a bad parent because I went out for wings when my wife was in the hospital after giving birth.
Johnny here. I might be a bad parent because in my house, the tooth fairy gives pocket change.
But we're not alone. Len emailed us and said his six-year-old daughter's Tarzan moment going from love seat to lazy boy by curtains made him more proud than any dance recital.
And Andy left his two-year-old at the rink.
All right, guys, I'm sure we're not alone. Like Andy's kid.
For stories and confessions like this, make sure you check out our podcast.
It's called Bad Parents, and it's available wherever you get your podcasts.
I left a glove at the rink.